Ai, ka tuia e runga, ka tuia i raro, ka tuia ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika i watakau mawhitu i ratahi te iarere. Ai, ko mere ana Thomas, tēnei tokou tēnei kai pāpāho o tēnei o ngā hōtaka o taumatahanga. Me tabā tēnei waimare, tatu mai ko tētahi o ngā kai hakahare tēnei o ngā kaiako ki te whare wānanga o Northdeck. Nō reira, Nick, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Kia ora, Mariana. Kia ora to all your listeners. Thank you for the opportunity. I've only been at Northdeck for a week, although I've been in the sector of vocational education training now for over 10 years. I spent most of that time at the Whare Wānanga o Wairaka in Unitech, West Auckland, down here in Tamaki Makaurau, and then some time at Manukau Institute of Technology in the past 12 months in Te Pūkenga. And now I'm positioned working with the team there at Northdeck in the vocational education and training space. And it's a exciting time for vocational education as we transition into the new national entity, which is called Te Pūkenga, the opportunities that will present for ahunga going forward.
Ai, mihi atu ana ki a koe. We're thanking you, acknowledges, for giving up your time and talking to us on here at Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiku o Te Ika. I mua I a māua e te kōrero ana, we bring up this pātai. When did you begin your journey at Northdeck?
This is day five for me, Miriana, so I'm very much the new boy on the block. But like I said, I have been around vocational education and training in the tertiary sector for over 10 years. And very passionate about what it can do for our rangatahi, for our iwi community partners, for industry and employers, because it's a wonderful way to learn, earning and learning and the applied nature of the learning, where you can learn by doing and being involved and engaged. So, a big believer in the way that it can work for rangatahi and committed to the program of work.
Yes, most definitely. Te kata pai au nā te mea. Ko tahi wiki ana he tēnei o ngā tangata, kua mahi ki tēnei o ngā whare wānanga me tana, ai, haka, pia, tai mai ki kona hei ui ai tana rā tua rima. Heoi e Nick, tell us a little bit about Northdeck and their many aspects.
Sure. So Northdeck is one of the 16 institutes of technology and polytechs across the motu. Those 16 entities now, along with our industry training organisations, our ITOs, so the BTITO, primary ITO, motor industry ITO, they've all become one national entity. And that's part of the reform that Minister Hipkins put in about 2 years ago, or now Prime Minister Hipkins, put in about 2 years ago in terms of the transformation that he believed was required in the reform for vocational education and training. So Northdeck is our northern institute and offers a wide range of programs and courses for ahunga right across the northern part of the motu there. And obviously, two main learning centres in Kaitaia. We've got the Oxford Street and Redan Road. We've got, we've had years of providing service for ahunga in the far north. Mm. And those programs, Miriana, are really geared up for the needs of our local community, for the industries and employers, and are very targeted. We've listened to what the community, local iwi, industry, employers have told us, and we've structured our offerings up there accordingly.
Thank you very much. Getting into Northdeck, before we get into the courses, could you tell us how students or, anyone could enrol to study at Northdeck?
Yeah, sure. There's a range of options for people who are interested in studying. Obviously, they can pop into our Oxford Street campus there and chat with the lovely Tracy. Who's on our front desk, plus we've got tutors and support staff, kaimahi there, that can help with ahunga and their whānau with any questions or queries they might have. So if they want to do it kanohi to kanohi, then they can pop into the Oxford Street campus. We've also got an 0800 number, 0800 162 100, that they can call Obviously, there's the northtech.ac.nz website that they can also access if they want to see all the different offerings that we have there in the far north, and a range of different ways to have a look at how they might get engaged in a program or a course. The other thing too, Mariana, is all our Level 2 programs are fees-free.
Mm.
And for programs from Level 3 upwards, if you're a first-time tertiary akonga, then you certainly may be eligible for the government's first year of fees-free study. And you can check out the eligibility on that on the government's website, which is www.feesfree.govt.nz. So again, opportunities to remove some of those financial barriers to further study for akonga and their whānau.
Miharo, amazing. Thank you for that, Nick. Now we're going to focus straight on to Kaitaia campus. Can you tell us about the courses, you know, the akonga that are ran from?
Sure. Yeah, so we've got a range of different programs. We've got apiculture, level 3. We've got automotive engineering for those who are interested in engines and electronics. Air conditioning, we've got the construction trade skills around carpentry for those who are interested in the building and craft trade. Commercial road transport, which is around heavy vehicle operating. We've got food and beverage. We've got a foundation tourism and a foundation painting. Also, we've got our social and community services programs around health and well-being, haora of our whānau and of our communities. We've got a nursing and health pathway for those who might think that maybe moving into the nursing kind of health sector is something that they'll be interested in. And this particular program has a high success rate of pathwaying akonga into nursing and aged care support type programs. And then we also have a new program, which is the New Zealand Diploma in Whānau Order, which is around learning how to take a whānau-centred approach to haora and well-being of our people. So, yeah, a range of different offerings there for those, and again, targeted for the feedback that we've received from the far north and the industry and communities in the area.
Mm. Ngā kua nui anau ki ngā āhuatanga o te hakarongo ki ngā koero kua haka hoki ki tēnei o ngā whare wānanga e te iwi. So Nick, can you, as we heard in the first part, you were talking about te pūkenga. Are you able to share a little bit more about that kaupapa?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Mariana. So te pūkenga is the new national entity for vocational education and training. It's bringing together all the polytechs like Northtech plus all the ITOs into a new national entity. The benefit for akonga will be the wider, more, I guess, broad offerings that will be available and also the different ways of learning. So, you know, what there may be programs in the future which akonga and their whānau haven't been able to access from the far north, but through the strength and the size of this new national entity, Te Pūkenga will be able to provide a wider range of courses and programs for people who are interested. An interesting fact, Te Pūkenga, the size and scale, will be the 55th largest tertiary institution in the world when it lands, with over 240,000 akonga across the motu. So it's a very large and sizable organisation, but with that obviously comes scale and opportunity. Mm. So, you know, from an akonga perspective, opening up new opportunities and new learning pathways, I think that's probably the most exciting aspect for Nangapahi.
Ae, mihi atu ana ki a koe. Thank you, Nick. O tira koutou o Northtech, your group at Northtech, for giving us this opportunity to talk about the focus programs, the courses that are ran from the Kaitaia campus. Thank you very much. O te rā, kia koutou.
You're very welcome.
Kia koutou rā e ngā kaihakarongo o te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Tēnei ko Mereana Thomas e mihi kawatu ana, kia koutou anō nei ko te rōreka o ngā kōrero kua tahi anō hakarongo ai. Mauri ora.